T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Speaking of impeachment, and I guess we'll get a vote on that, so, you know, now impeachment is no longer the equivalent, the political of equivalent of the death penalty and meant to be taken that seriously. Rick Green is back with us, and, you know, he was a representative in Texas and has studied the Constitution very fervently. Rick, is it true that the president can be impeached by the House while he's in office and then convicted of that impeachment post-presidency?
I certainly don't agree with that. Neither do most constitutional scholars, including even left-wingers. I mean, you listen to the guys like Dershowitz and Cass Sustine and other Harvard law professors that say, you know, that's nuts. The Constitution is very clear. Impeachment is for the president. It specifically says for removal of the president. So this is such a twisting into a pretzel, not only themselves, but the truth and certainly the Constitution. And that's the part that does the most danger. We can handle crazy politicians. We can handle, you know, unhinged speakers of the House trying to abuse their power. But when they succeed in it, they set a precedent, and it's bad for the future of our country. And especially right now, I think with the temperature of what's going on in the nation. You know, I actually appreciated Mike Pence's letter regarding the 25th Amendment that he sent to Nancy Pelosi. And
it was really well thought out and very articulate and measured in tone. I posted it on my Facebook page, which is ironic.
Good for you.
You know, because I think people should read it.
For now, right?
Yeah.
For now, while you can.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he is actually trying to bring down the temperature and calm things, and, you know, God, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, on the one hand talks about unifying, and on the other hand basically continues to take a blowtorch to people who are obviously already angry. So, I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, there is zero justification for what she is doing. I mean, she is literally unhinged. This is what you call extremism, and of course, this is Marxist tactics all the way, is to project, you know, what you're doing onto other people. And this whole idea of the 25th Amendment, I mean, you need the vice president, you need half of the cabinet, you need 2/3 of the House and Senate. So that was never going to happen. But she threw it out there so that she could have, by contrast, impeachment.
And even that, Rick, the 25th Amendment isn't just because you suddenly decide you disagree with the elected official. I mean, even if we rewound to 2 years ago and there was 2 years left in the term instead of, you know, 7 days, I'm not sure that I think that just because the vice president decides, wow, I don't like the direction that this guy's taking the country, and maybe the cabinet feels the same way. If you don't like it, you resign.
Yeah, that is exactly, though, what you just described, exactly the purpose of the 25th Amendment. If you live in Hollywood and you're making a great TV show called 24 and it's the second season, because that's exactly what happened there. But in real life, you know, definitely not. I mean, it's absolutely only for a truly incapacitated president, either physically or mentally, which we're going to deal with a mentally incapacitated president in just a matter of months, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is definitely not for policy differences, to be vengeful. It cheapens the Constitution. It cheapens the purpose of these extreme measures that hopefully will not be needed. But when they are, you know, they serve their purpose. And, you know, like Pence said, you got to lower the temperature right now. This is not a time to be stirring this up. And you know, they talk unity and then they try to dismiss half the country and actually prosecute half the country. I mean, they are now suggesting that if you get together as a patriotic American that you are a domestic terrorist. That's what a sitting U.S. senator is trying to make happen. They're trying to remove members of Congress for simply operating within the Constitution exactly as they did for the last three Republican presidents, exactly as Nancy Pelosi, even Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama participated in these constitutional processes of objecting to electors that you believe are unconstitutional.
If you won't allow that interaction with the system, if that's going to be adjudicated as treasonous, you know, actually objecting in a elected body that you're supposed to be a member of, if that's now treasonous, then I really would ask them, what do you expect people who are taking exception to the supposed election results to do? I mean, what else can they do? I mean, now it's not even that now. Now we're backing it up to attending the rally. I mean, there were 100,000 people who I do think were American patriots on the ellipse, who feel like they have not been listened to, who feel like the election has been stolen, who have been disrespected because no one actually wants to walk through and audit the election. They want to recount the same ballots, which is going to, of course, result in almost probably the same result. They don't want to audit it. Those people, I think, have every reason to be angry. And you've never heard me defend lawlessness. Never, ever, ever. But now just attending that rally is considered to be treasonous. Now, I got a problem with that. And if we go down that road, then I predict we're going to have some real... this is going to look more like Beirut as far as the constant conflict in society than it's going to look like the America I grew up with. And I don't want that. I don't want that to be the life we live.
We have put up with almost a year, well, 7 months of their violence being called speech.
Yeah.
With very little prosecution. And now they're going to take our speech and call it violence. And what they're doing, Dennis Prager had a fantastic fireside chat last Thursday. I encourage everybody to watch it. One of the things he points out is when you remove the relief valves of the pressure, when you remove the peaceable resolution of our differences in the courtroom, when you don't allow the facts to be heard, which is what happened in this election, and then when you take away the legislative debate, the opportunity to vent in that debate and discuss and persuade and all those things, when you remove all that stuff, you are creating a tinderbox and possibly lighting that tinderbox. And the difference is everyone on our side, you, me, everyone we know, has condemned the lawlessness, as we've done for 7 months.
Yeah.
And we have told our side not to do that, and our side doesn't do that. And some people got out of hand, and there was definitely instigators, and it was a mix of Antifa and other. I mean, there's all kinds of things. But the difference is we train our side not to do that when we see this kind of stuff starting to happen, and we teach them not to. They teach their side to do these
to
things
do
and
it.
Encourage it.
And try to get away with it.
If anybody ought to be impeached, it ought to be on January 21st, Kamala Harris. She's the one that actually encouraged them to continue the rioting and to not give it up. Or Cory Booker, let's remove him from Congress for telling people to get in the face of congressmen. They are lying about our president. They are lying about us. Here's the good news, John. We have to fight back with truth. We have to fight back with the peaceable means we have. And we got to fight back in our own communities. Let's take this struggle for liberty to the school board races and the city council races and the state legislative races. The election integrity has to be number one in all of these legislative sessions that started this week and last week. We can win those battles in many of these states, not all of them, but in many of them. And that's step one. Right. It's going to be a long struggle. But, you know, they're doing this. They're unhinged because they know on November 3rd, we didn't just win the presidency. We won House seats we weren't supposed to win, legislative races we weren't supposed to win, Senate races we weren't supposed to win.
That's another reason why, objectively, we should be auditing this election, is because it doesn't make sense. But, hey, I got to go. Rick Green is a former member of the Texas House of Representatives, lawyer in Texas, and has a long memory and is able to articulate it, and I am appreciative of that. Thanks, Rick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.